All right, lawyer talk off the record on the air. We have one of our infamous, now infamous sounds bad. We have one of our famous Circle 270 follow-up questions. If you're not familiar, then I will tell you. Circle 270, this is Brett Johnson over at Circle 270. He is our podcast production specialist. Could be yours, by the way, if you want a podcast. He's great. Makes the trains run on time and makes the, this is why it sounds so great. Anyway, he listens to this, and we were just talking about the officer Meade, the sheriff's deputy here in Franklin County, Ohio, who was convicted of reckless homicide. And I did a little discussion about driving while reckless to try to make the point. And he had a follow-up question because the example I used was basically trying to outline the difference between being negligent while driving a car. So we're taking it out of Meade and we're taking it out of murder and all the other nonsense. You're driving a car and you just make a mistake. Maybe you look to your left at a time when to the right was the stop sign and you just blew by it. You weren't doing anything. You weren't on your phone. You weren't monkeying with your McDonald's fries. You were just driving along and you made a mistake. It happens. We've all done it. If you haven't and you're perfect, great. I'm not. It's happened to me. Versus eating your hamburger, tending to your kids in the back, texting on your phone, changing radio stations, driving 100 miles an hour. Right now you're acting recklessly. So Ohio law, again, defines recklessly this way. The offenders obstinately ignored a known and significant possibility their conduct would lead to a certain outcome or that a specific circumstance existed. They ignored a risk that must be let me see if we can do it better here. A person acts recklessly with heedless indifference to the consequences. They disregard a substantial and unjustifiable risk that their conduct is likely to cause a certain result or be of a certain nature. In other words, if you're eating McDonald's fries, I keep saying McDonald's, if you're eating your French fries, and this is not a knock on McDonald's, if you're eating your French fries, if you're texting on your phone and you're driving 100 miles an hour, well, then you should know that that's dangerous. Right? I think that's reckless. Now, Brett had the Circle 270 question. This is great. It's like a law school question. I'm driving along. I've got my windows open. It's a gorgeous spring day. I'm not texting. I'm just listening to some quiet, smooth jazz on the radio. And lo and behold, a bee flies into my car because the windows are open and I'm allergic to bees. And now I'm freaking out. I'm going crazy. I'm trying to swat it. I'm thinking, oh crap, if I get stung, I die. I mean, I'm not even allergic to bees and this scares the pants off me, because I hate flying, stinging insects. Anyway, you've got this bee. And as a result of that, you crash and you cause, is that reckless? And the problem Brett came up with and the question was, well, how am I ever going to prove that it was a bee? Now that people are going to think I was just operating recklessly. So now we've sort of outlined what's going on. How do you prove your defense that it was the bee did it and I wasn't just reckless? The answer is you have to just go testify compellingly and credibly that that is what happened. And we have ordained the jurors of our fine country with the ability to decipher this stuff. And by the way, it would be a jury trial. Reckless operation in Ohio, there's a version of it that could get you a jury trial. Sometimes not, but sometimes there is a version of it that can get you a jury trial. If it's just a minor misdemeanor like a speeding ticket, then you would get a judge trial and you would have to convince a judge that the accident here was not reckless. You weren't ignoring a risk. Rather, you were responding to a risk that you had no way to anticipate. Now, what's the counter argument? The counter argument is, look, if you're allergic to bees in the spring when bees are out pollinating and doing what they do, you shouldn't have your windows open. So you were ignoring an obvious risk. A little bit of a stretch, but I'm a lawyer. I make such arguments all the time. That might be the prosecutor's response. It would be up to the judge to figure it out. So in that situation, there's just no good way to do it. If you don't have the dead bee sitting on the dashboard where you killed it, that can be a problem. Now, I know what you're thinking. Keep a dead bee with you in your glove box. That way, if it ever happens, you can just produce a dead bee and say, here it is. Well, that would be a lie, and that would be a crime, and it would be perjury. You couldn't do it, obstruction of justice. Don't keep the dead bee in your glove box. You're not going to get out of it that way. I don't know if I've answered Brett's question, but I guess the answer to the question is it just comes down to a question of fact for the fact finder to decide, did this man act recklessly or did this man act negligently? You decide in that case. Leave us your thoughts in the comments. Lawyer talk off the record. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, If you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant. Check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.